Bob Baird, you've done many covert operations for CIA. From what you've seen and read, where is your head going with this?
Well, there are a couple observations I have, Pierce, and one is the fact that there were two explosive devices used. They went off fairly reliably. That's not easy to do. I've made these improvised devices myself. I've watched instructors do it. That's difficult. The timing devices, inevitably one doesn't go off or there's a low order of explosives. So somebody knew what they were doing, at least had some practice. Two is
Bob. I don't know, Bob, if you can see these pictures, but we're actually showing new images of what the police and FBI believe are the devices or part of the devices that may have been used here. It's Atlanta Station WAGA. Can you see these pictures, Bob?
No, I can't see them. But I know it's a pressure cooker,
right?
And pressure cookers are commonly used in the Middle East. In fact, in the 80s, the CIA trained the Afghans to use small stoves or pressure cookers against the Soviet Red Army. But that doesn't mean anything. You can